what a smashing welcome. Tracy Puddick, come on down. To The Price is Right with this wonderful reserved audience that we have with us. An audience, may I say, of financial advisors. Ladies and gentlemen, and the financial advice they're going to give will be gratefully received, and hopefully it's good advice, by Tracy from London. Malcolm from Somerset. From Middlesex. And a Ted from Dover.
You can ask who that well.
Oh, from all points of the compass they come, and we want you urgently to consider the possible price of this.
An exercise bike. Work off those extra inches in the most pleasant way possible. This exercise bike can be set up in your bedroom or living room for fitness without fuss.
There you are, one delightful exercise bike, superbly modelled by Jilly. I want the price of that bike. You get one bid each, and whoever bids the nearest without going over wins the bike and joins me to play Secret X. But if you go over, you bust. However, this can be yours if the price is right. Tracy, my love, your bid on the bike.
120.
120?
Yes.
120. Thank you very much indeed. Malcolm, what is your opinion?
95.
95, says Malcolm. All the way from Somerset. Mandy, what do you think?
115.
115. 115. Now then, Ted, what do you think?
118.
118? Scrappy, says Ted. Well, that's a stupid noise. Means, of course, that you've all bid over. Now, the lowest bid so far is £95. You've all got to bid lower than £95. So, Tracy,
75,
says Tracy. Malcolm.
64.
64, says Malcolm. Mandy, what do you think?
74.
74, says Mandy. Ted.
79.
79, says Ted. The price that we're looking for is £86. Ted! Well, you said it, I didn't. One exercise bike, by George.
Northern Ale.
Oh, is it Northern Ale? And you come from Dover?
That's right.
Oh, heavens above. How do you get Northern Ale in Dover?
They deliver it to us, don't they?
Oh, do. Ask a silly question and you get a silly answer. That's fine. Ted, you've won yourself an exercise bike. We now want you to go home to Dover with this.
An elegant new cabinet and a music center. Handcrafted beauty for your living room with this delightful new finished cabinet in a traditional cross-stick design with black line inlay. Open up the double doors and there's room for your records, because to go with it, here's an up-to-the-minute music center with four-band radio, twin cassette deck and turntable, and two quality speakers.
There you are, sir. One superb cabinet and a music center. It can all be yours if you win Secret X. This game is called Secret X. Have you seen the game before?
Nope.
You haven't? Then I will explain it to you, sir. In one of those red squares, said, there is an X hidden, and believe me, I have no idea in which square it is, but it is certainly in one of them. To win the game, and of course the fabulous cabinet and the music centre, you must get three X's in a row, either across there, Ted, there, or diagonally, my dear sir, there or there. Now, because you have won a one bid game, you've automatically won the right to one X. We are going to give you up to three chances to win up to two more X's and, incidentally, two more items. First of all, sir, put that X where you think it's going to do you the most good in the future and take advice if you feel you need it, bearing in mind that one of the X is somewhere in one of those red squares. So put that. Well worked out, sir. Very well worked out. Now listen, if you will, and you must, to this description.
A stylish hairdryer in fashionable red. It has four switch settings, two for heat and two for speed, and a handy hanging loop to keep it tidy.
There you are, sir. One hairdryer with two prices. One of them is the true price. You tell me the true price and you've won one more X and the hairdryer. Which is the true price?
15.
15, we think. Denise, tell us. It is 15. A hairdryer, an exercise bike, good heavens above. Will wonders never cease? And, of course, one more X. Now listen to this description.
This smart games case in a sophisticated leather finish contains a backgammon board, two packs of cards, poker dice, and a cribbage board. Everything you need for complete family entertainment.
There you are, sir. One case. Now tell me, £23 or £33? Which is the true price?
£33.
£33, he yodeled. May we see, Denise? Yes! So you've won yourself that games case as well. We don't even have to begin to bother about the dogs, thank heavens, because you've won yourself two more X's, which is the maximum you're allowed. Now put those where you think you can make three X's in a row, bearing in mind that the secret X is in the red square. You've got two chances. We can't go in the middle because that's where... Oh, yeah. Worked that out all by yourself, didn't you? You're a good lad. No, it isn't easy, I know. So you want the secret X to be there or there. Let's hope for your sake, sir, that it is. After all that, never mind, a little later on you're going to be in Showcase Showdown. You may be in our Showcase Final and you've won three prizes already. Ted, Denise will look after you all the way from Dover. Three prizes he's won. Can't even count. Thank you, Carol. Oh. Lovely fella. One empty space in contestant's row, now to be filled speedily by Miriam John. Come on down. You are our next contestant. Come over by your Miriam. From Swansea, it says here, is that right?
Yes, lovely.
Very nice to welcome you. It's lovely to see you. And we want all your prizes, please, on this.
A selection of decorative Italian kitchenware. This fine porcelain kitchenware comes all the way from sunny Italy. Each piece has its use written clearly on it in Italian. But if you don't speak the language, there's an olive oil jug, a melon dish, a pasta dish, and six coffee cups and saucers.
Now then, Miriam, what is your bid on that item?
£110.
£110, says Miriam. Thank you very much indeed, Miriam. Tracy, what do you think?
£65,
says Tracy and everybody else from London. Malcolm, what do you think?
£64,
yes. Says Malcolm. Mandy thinks...
£76,
says Mandy. Yay! How do you know? Yay! The price we're looking for is £91, Mandy! Yay!
luck over there, are you? From Middlesex.
Yes.
Yes, don't start all that middle, little, less, less, I know, yes. And you're from with a dance team, are you? You
heard
that? That's wonderful. Good. Well, what function do you have in? Well, you've got a smashing double top, but what do you actually do in the dance team?
I'm in the ladies' dance team with them up there.
With them up there?
There.
They sound like a lot of fellas to me. There are one or two women. Good. It's lovely to see you, Mandy.
Yes.
You've won yourself those delightful pottery items. We now want you to listen very carefully to the description of these items here.
6 glass tumblers and a pewter tankard. A radio and a clock plate. A perfume burner and a wine storer.
There you are, Mandy. 6 items. We're going to play give or keep. We're going to show you those items 2 at a time and ask you to keep one and give one away. Always keeping what you think is the most expensive item for yourself. We do that with all 6 items. We then tot up the total value of the items you've given away. We then tot up, Mandy, the total value of the items you've kept. And if the total value of the items you've kept is higher than the total value of the items you've given away, we will give you all 6 items and this.
A tea trolley and a tea set. Take a break in a busy day with the help of this elegant tea trolley in a juvenile finish. It has 2 tiers, one with a handy drawer, the other with a useful pull-out shelf. It has elegant carved handles and it runs on traditional polished brass casters. And to give your tea an exquisite flavor, there's this delicate 22-piece fine-bone china tea set in a pretty floral design with a fine gold trim.
There. A pleasant prize. I hope you win it. I hope you win it. Now then, listen very carefully to the descriptions of the glass tumblers and the pewter tankard, Mandy.
Enjoy a refreshing long drink in these simple glass tumblers decorated with a pink and green motif. They come in their own neat carrying basket for drinks in the garden. Enjoy the taste of real English ale in this traditional English-made pewter tankard.
2 items, as described, and we want you to keep one and give one away. Which is the one that you think is the least expensive that you want to give away? That you want to give away?
Glasses. Please.
You want to give away the glasses, right? The glasses go at £18. Right. Now listen to the description of these 2 items here, the radio and the clock plate.
This handy radio features mains or battery operation. It has 2 wavebands, tone control, and a built-in carrying handle. A pretty way to tell the time. A German porcelain clock plate with bold Arabic numerals and a quartz movement.
2 more items. Now, which do you think is the least expensive that you want to give away?
The radio.
The radio you wish to go, right? And it shall go at £20. Now then, £38, a running total up there. The perfume burner and the wine carrier, listen to the description of them.
A delightful way to keep your house smelling sweet. Just fill the lamp with your perfume, light the wick, and enjoy the fragrance of lilac blossoms. An original way to store wine. This bright scarlet wine storer has room for 6 bottles.
2 more items. Now, which of those 2 items do you want to give away as being the least expensive?
Wine, please.
The wine. I love the mime out there. Oh, they're going like mad. Right, then the wine carrier will go at £32. £70 is the total value of the items you have given away. The total value of the items you've kept must be higher. £4 light there. It all hinges on the price of the perfume burner.
Yes, we got it!
Oh, that's wonderful! Oh, we're thrilled! You're pleased, girl. You're lovely. Bless you, Mandy. Go and have a chat with Denise, and we'll see you later. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Carol. Our first winner tonight for a floor game. And an empty space in the row now to be filled by and from Leeds, David Bickerdyke. Come on down. You are our next contestant on the Price is Right. There you are, sir. So, Very good. Hello, David.
Hello.
Very nice to see you.
Thank you.
You look well, you look relaxed.
Yes.
Well, I believe you. Good. We want you all to bid very closely on this.
A useful sofa bed. You need never be stuck for a spare bed again with this handy sofa bed in a pretty coral and green floral design. When folded down, it forms a comfortable bed. And, of course, it's also a compact and relaxing sofa during the day.
Right then, there we go. One floral sofa bed, and David is the newest tenant of the row. Yours is the first bid. What might it be?
130.
£130, says David. Thank you. Miriam.
89.
Says Miriam, bless her heart. Lovely face you've got. You all have. Tracy, again with a lovely face. And a bid, please.
125.
125, says Tracy. Malcolm.
90,
says Malcolm. The price that we're looking for is £109. Malcolm! Forward. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you. Have a look at you. A symphony in custard. You look very, very good. And you're from Somerset, is that right?
Yes.
Whereabouts in Somerset?
Wellington.
Wellington in somewhere where there is a smashing school?
Yeah.
Yes, good. And what do you do for a living, sir?
Spray cars.
You spray cars?
Yeah.
That colour?
Yeah, all colours.
That's the colour of the last car you sprayed, obviously. Malcolm, we want to give you every opportunity to win these three prizes here.
A cheese made in radio, a cordless telephone, and a stereo cassette recorder. This must be the easiest way ever of waking up. A combined radio and cheese made so you can listen to music and enjoy a cup of tea before you even get out of bed. And both radio and tea maker can be used independently of each other. This smart grey cordless telephone can either be wall mounted or taken with you to make calls up to 100 yards away from base. And fabulous portable sounds for music lovers everywhere. This stereo cassette recorder also has a three-band radio, twin detachable speakers, and runs off mains or battery.
There you are then, Malcolm. Three rather pleasant prizes, I think you'll agree.
Yes.
And three locks and five keys. We're going to play master key, and this is how we do it. Five keys.
Yeah.
One of the keys opens all the locks. One of the keys opens none of the locks.
Yes.
And the other three keys each open, Malcolm, one lock. Now, because you've joined me from Contestant Row, you won the right to one choice of a key. We're going to give you up to two chances to win one more key. You then approach, Malcolm, the locks with your key or keys. And for each lock open, you take the prize that will be revealed above it. All right?
Yes.
First of all, choose one key, sir, if you will. Oh, orange, not yellow. One orange key. That is yours, sir, to hold for one moment. And now listen very carefully to these two descriptions.
Curl up by the fireside and enjoy a cup of tea made with this traditional brass cottage kettle. It comes with its own decorative brass trivet. And no more untidy bookshelves with this pair of pretty china bookends, decorated with delicate pink and green flowers.
Two items there, sir. Each with a price on them. We want you to tell us whether you think the price is correct or whether it should be higher or lower. Now, the kettle, £25, is that the right price or should it be higher or lower? Oh. Malcolm thinks it should be higher. Denise, tell us. It should be higher. And it is higher. And you've won yourself another key, and we don't need to even bother about those delightful bookends. They are nice, incidentally. Now, which other colour do you want to choose? I'll get it.
The blue
key, which I shall have permanent or temporary care of now. Approach that lock, sir, with your orange key. No, it doesn't open that lock. It might open the next lock. Or it might be the key that opens none of the locks. Let's try that. It's leave it there. That's it. That's very good. That is, even I worked this out, the key that opens that lock. Now try this key. This might be the key that opens all the locks, in which case you would open all two, or it might be the one that opens none of the locks. We don't know yet. It's not the one that opens that lock. Is it the one that opens that lock? Yes, it is. Very good. So you have won, sir, two prizes, and these are they. Radio Tease Maid is your sir. And what is more, those are cordless folks. Very nice. And so is Denise. She's going to have a chat with you. There you are. You'll spray your car any time you like, Denise. Wonderful. We now know who the first three contestants are going to be in Showcase Showdown, but we have no idea who will join them. But we will find out in the next segment of this concert. See you in a moment. Make your lovely entry into the arena, Vera. Smash it. Nice to see you. You all right?
Yes, thank you.
All the way from Jarrow, is that
right?
Lovely. Please give us your bids on this quite superb set of glassware here.
A fruit juice jug and four preserve pots. Liven up the breakfast table with this delightful fruit juice jug and four preserve pots. All five pieces have transparent lids with decorative fruit and flowers inside.
Really good, that. Now then. High quality glassware, that is. Vera, what is your bid?
65,
says Vera. Now then, David, what do you think? 55, says David. Miriam, what do you think?
69,
says Miriam. Thank you very much indeed. Miriam, Tracy, what do you think?
70.
Oh, you are bidding close, you lot. £70, says Tracy. Well, somebody's going to win it, and then when they win it and get it in their hands, they'll realise just how superb this stuff is. The price we're looking for is £152. Tracy! Come forward! We're going to have a little walk around the studio, darling. There we are. Very nice to see you. Lovely. How good to see you. Pardon?
Tight route.
What part of London are you from?
East London.
Whereabouts in East London?
Plaistow.
Yes, and for those who wouldn't know, it is spelled Plaistow, is that right? Yes, but it's called Plaistow, and I know that. You're looking very lovely, and we will find the rest of that bit of your shoe later on. Don't worry. We are going to play one away, Tracy, so that you may hopefully win all that.
A computer with screen and printer. This top quality home computer comes with a green monitor screen, a printer, a mini office program and data recorder, and can be used to produce letters, file information, or even to play games.
Now then. All that fantastic electronic equipment, my dear, is priced at three figures, right? There are three figures, 476, and so far as that prize is concerned, they are totally wrong, because each number is one away from the correct number. All right, Tracy? The four, for instance, might be a 5, or it might be a 3. The 7 might be an 8, or a 6. The 6 might be a 7, or a 5. We want you to tell us, in each case, what you think the correct figures are. Get it right, and that marvellous prize is yours. Now, the first, should it be 5 or 3?
3.
Now then, what about the second lot? 8 or 6?
8.
8. 7 or 5?
5.
5, you say, right. 385. Let's see if you're right. It was the middle one that let you down. Never mind, Madonna, we will see you later. You've already won something. Go and have a chat with Judy. In fact, she's going to come and have a chat with you. There we are. Whisk her away, my dear. Thank you very much indeed. We'll see her later, don't you worry. Thank you very much, Carol. Plasto needn't go into mourning yet, because we will, of course, see the delightful Tracy later on in Showcase Showdown. But we do have an empty space in the row, now to be filled by Alan Barker! Come on down! You are our next contestant on The Price is Right. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Says here you're from Grimsby, is that right?
That's right.
Grimsby, Alan is from. Let's have a cheer from Grimsby. Quite right. Welcome to the row. Concentrate all of you mightily as to the conceivable price of this.
A beautiful brass desk lamp. This elegant desk lamp has a Corinthian-style base and is made from solid brass with an adjustable arm. It comes with a delightful milk glass shade.
Right. One Regency lamp. Very good quality stuff, once again, as all our prizes are. Alan, what is your bid?
96.
96. Thank you very much. Alan says it's 96. Vera thinks it might be...
98.
98, says Vera. Oh, David, on the other hand, thinks it might be...
90.
Thank you very much. 90. These prices are very close. Miriam?
105.
£105, says Miriam, with a nod of her sage head. The price that we're looking for is £125. Miriam! Thank you. Oh. There, that is a lovely brass lamp, you know. It is.
Is
Will it grace your sideboard, my dear?
Definitely.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now then.
What now?
What now? you're from Swansea, is that right?
Yes.
Swansea. Mm. That's smashing.
Do you know Swansea?
Of course I know. Oh, yeah. The mumbles. Yes, I know. But talk among yourselves, the rest of you. We're having a great time here. It's lovely to see you, Miriam. It really is. And we want you very much to take this home to Swansea with you.
A smart fridge freezer. Save space, time and money with this clever fridge freezer in simple white. It's less than 20 inches wide, but the fridge has 3 adjustable shelves and 2 salad drawers, and the freezer can hold up to 33 kilos of frozen food.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, good.
I thought you'd like it.
I will.
Well, I hope you win it. We're going to play Pick a Pair, and this is how we do it. We're going to show you and describe 6 gift items, and for the purpose of this game, they're in 3 pairs. Each item in the pair, Miriam, is the same price. What we want you to do is to pick a pair, 2 items which are priced at the same price. Do it, and you've won that fridge freezer. First of all, listen to a description of the items.
A snack toaster, a dustette, a desk lamp, a musical keyboard, a china soup tureen, and an auto slow cooker.
There. Right. Now then, 6 items. Pick one item that you think you can match, Miriam, with its pair. I will tell you its price and we will proceed from there. One item that you think you can match with its pair.
The lamp.
Right. The desk lamp. Priced at £39. Which is the other item that is... take your time. That is priced at £39. You may seek a... The Breville Snack Toaster. Well, that's what your friends from Swansea think. They're wrong, they're wrong. Now, but never mind, because we always give contestants another chance on this game. Obviously, £20 and £39 is not a pair of prices. So one of those 2 items has to go. Now, Which one? You want the toaster to go? It didn't do you any good, did it?
No.
Right. Now, what do you think is now £39 and is the twin to the question? This, is that what you're pointing at? Yes. All your friends from Swansea, the soup tureen, yes, that is what they're pointing at.
No.
Yes! Don't thank me. You've got to thank, don't stay here, you've got to thank all your mates from Swansea. Work it all out. That's lovely. Well, you've won that superb fridge freezer and a chat with Cindy. Probably the most dangerous moment of your life. There you are. There you go. What? Thank you very much indeed. Oh, dear, dear, dear. And Gwen Maturi. Come on down. You are... Lovely to see you. There you go, darling. Looking slightly shattered. Pull your dingle dangle down. Love, that's better. Wonderful. Oh, excellent. Oh, beautifully tucked in. From Birmingham.
Yes.
Excellent. Please give us your bids as to the price of this.
A bamboo shelf unit. Use this romantic bamboo shelf unit to display plants, books, or china. Its natural tones will look good anywhere in your home.
One bamboo shelf unit, and yours, Gwen, is the honour of having the first bid. What do you and Birmingham think of it?
£59,
says Gwen. Alan.
£85,
says Alan. Vera from Jarrow.
80.
Pardon? 80? Yeah. 8080, says Vera. David.
90.
90, says David. The price we're looking for is £78. Gwen! You've only just got here. Lovely. You haven't been in the row 5 minutes. What happened in 2 minutes? And you're out.
Don't believe it hanging about.
Well, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And quite wonderful. From Birmingham.
Yes.
Whereabouts in Birmingham?
Yardley.
Yardley? Yes. Do you do anything for a living, Gwen?
Yes, I work in the accounts department at Lucas.
At Lucas?
Yes.
It pays to advertise, why not? In the accounts department. You're very smashing, trembling slightly.
Oh, I am, yes.
But you're all right. We're going to play the card game, which is an excellent game. We haven't played it for ages, you know, the card game. I love it. We're going to play the card game so that you may hopefully, Gwen, win all that.
A fine Wedgwood dinner service. Enjoy the ultimate in luxury at your dinner table with this superb Wedgwood bone china dinner service, comprising 6 dinner plates, 6 side plates, vegetable dishes and saucepot, plus an elegant coffee pot and 6 cups, and all of it made in this beautiful classic oriental design.
Well, I must say, Gwen, if you win that, I shall be very jealous, because that is an absolutely superb Wedgwood bone. It's wonderful. The card game is played like this. First of all, I want you to pick one of those cards. This will determine the range, Gwen, of your bid. Just one of those cards. 60. That's very good. 60. 60. And that goes there. That means that you must get within £60 of the price of that Wedgwood bone china service without going over. All right? And this is how we do it. We play with these cards. I must tell you that we've added a naught to the face value of each of these cards, Gwen. A 2 becomes 20, a 6, 60, 8, 80, 10, 100. And each court card is also worth 100. You also have a joker, which is an ace. You must play it straight away. But you can nominate any number you like from 10 to 100, as in pounds. You see what I mean? On that particular card. That's if you draw it. We start you with £100 on your indicator. When you draw a card, your first card, we will add the face value of that card to that £100. You keep on drawing cards, we keep on adding the face value, until you think that you are within £60 of the price of that set without going over. Then you stop and I tell you whether you've won or lost. Draw a card, Gwen. There we are. One card, King of Spades, that's 100, making 200. 200. You're going to draw again? Want to draw again?
Yes.
Yes? Good. Nine of diamonds. That's 290. Some are telling you to stop. Some are telling you to carry on. Come?
I'll stop.
You will stop. Right. That means that you want a price between £290 and £350 for that service, right? The price that we are looking for is £465. And you're under, my darling. It's a superb dinner service. Never mind, we'll see you later on. In fact, we'll see you very shortly. See you later. Lovely lady, we now know, my dears, who the six finalists are in Showcase Showdown. But who will be the two to go forward in Showcase Final? We know not yet, but we will find out. Join us in a few moments' time. See you.
From Dover, Mandy Smith from Middlesex, Malcolm Sharlan from Wellington in Somerset, Tracy Paddock from East London, Miriam John from Swansea, and Gwen Maturi from Birmingham.
Hi and welcome back. Before we start, Mandy, of our six finalists in Showcase Showdown, the total value of prizes that you have won, of prizes rather, that you have won so far, is £521. Those are your prizes. Nobody's going to take them away from you, but we are going to match the sum of money that they represent and give it to this week's nominated charity, which is an association doing research to help children who suffer from birth with a painful, blistering skin condition. You're helping them. Tonight's Showcase Showdown elimination game, ladies and gentlemen, is called Check the Difference. I'm going to ask you up to four questions based on the different prices charged for a particular item or service. In each round, the contestant whose answer is furthest away from the correct answer, either above or below, sits down and is eliminated. In the event of tied losing answers, both contestants are eliminated. And in the event of this happening when there are only three of you left, then we play a tiebreaker. At all events, the two contestants left standing at the end of the game go forward to our Showcase Final. Tonight's categories of questions are car hire, holidays, wine, and salaries. The first question is based on car hire. The Birmingham branch of a national self-drive car hire firm will hire you a 1,275cc Metro for £119 per week, including insurance, VAT and unlimited mileage. The Birmingham branch of another national car hire company will hire you a Rolls-Royce for 1 week on the same terms. How much will it cost you? Your answer in pounds only, please. 5 seconds to write down your answer, starting now. It's not a long time. 5 seconds. Right. Ted, tell me and show me your answer.
750.
£750, thank you. Mandy.
1,000.
£1,000, says Mandy. Thank you very much indeed. And it's registered there. Malcolm, what do you think? £400, says Malcolm. Thank you, Malcolm. Tracy thinks it's £600. Thank you, Tracy. How about you, my dear Miriam? Pardon? 300, says Miriam. Thank you very much indeed. Gwen thinks it is?
540.
540 is Gwen's opinion. That Birmingham branch will hire you a Rolls-Royce for 1 week on the terms, as mentioned, for £2,745. Miriam, my dear, I'm afraid you must sit down. With a smile on your face and a fridge freezer winging its way to your home. Now then, here's the second question on holidays. A one-week holiday at a three-star hotel during July and August in Benidorm, Spain, for one person this coming summer will cost £229. How much would you pay for a two-week holiday at the same hotel at the same time? Pounds only, please. 5 seconds to write down your answer, starting now. Right. Ted, tell me and show me.
285.
£285. Thank you very much indeed. Mandy.
300.
£300 is Mandy's opinion.
330.
Malcolm thinks it's 330. Thank you very much.
250.
250. That's a strange five, but I believe you. 250. It's very pleasant in point of fact. Gwen.
550.
£550, says Gwen. Thank you very much indeed. That 2 weeks holiday at that hotel in Benidorm, as described, will cost you £321. Gwen, I fear you must sit down. Still with a smile on her face. Four contestants left. The next question is based on wine. At one of London's top restaurants in Park Lane, the cheapest bottle of wine, a Chardonnay, costs £14. £14. How much is the most expensive bottle of wine on the list? Your answer in pounds only, please. 5 seconds to write down the answer, starting now. Ted, tell me and show me, please.
£175.
£175. Thank you very much. Mandy, what?
£70.
£70 is 45. Mandy's opinion. Malcolm thinks it is?
£45.
£45 is Malcolm's bid. Can we have it on the board, please? I'm sure we can. Yes, we can. There it is. Tracy thinks it
40.
Is. £40, says Tracy. The most expensive bottle of wine at that hotel in Park Lane will cost you, it's a Chateau Margaux 1929, £525. Tracy, bless your heart. Sorry you must sit down. Three contestants left. Only two will go forward to our showcase final. And this question should sort them out. Right, it's based on salaries. The starting pay for a private soldier after training is £55.23 per week. What is the weekly pay for a full general on his appointment? Your answer in pounds only, please. 5 seconds to write down the answer, starting now. Time is up, Ted. Tell me and show me your answer.
£875.
£875. Thank you, Ted. Mandy.
£130.
£130, says Mandy. Malcolm thinks it is. £850. Is that right? Thank
yes.
you very much indeed, Malcolm. The weekly pay for a full general on his appointment is £1,194 a week. Mandy, I regret you must sit down. Malcolm, one step to your Ted, join Malcolm for your vote in our showcase final. Well, sirs, you've got this far. We might as well know a little more about you. Incidentally, you know, it's quite interesting that, in fact, I think it's very interesting that neither of you two, actually, you came out of contestant row, but neither of you two actually won the main prizes on your floor games. But here you are in the showcase final. That's the wonderful quirk of fate on The Price is Right. Ted, you come from Dover.
Luckily, yeah.
What do you do for a living, sir?
Dover Harbour Board.
The Dover Harbour Board. We salute it. We salute it. Malcolm, we know you spray cars all kinds of yellow in Wellington in Somerset. Do you have any hobbies at all?
Gardening.
Well, you would do. Oh, gardening, yes. Of course you would. That's lovely. Well, good luck, both of you. Ted, as you were the first of our finalists to join me from contestants row, yours is the choice of either bidding on the first showcase or passing the honours to Malcolm and bidding on the second showcase. None of this, of course, can you decide until you have seen the first showcase.
And your showcase tonight is a fabulous treat for both him and her. For her, a fully automatic sewing machine. This superb electronic machine has computerized stitch control to deal with every type of modern fabric. It comes in this beautiful oak finish cabinet with a wide leaf for extra sewing space, a retractable shelf for the machine, and there's plenty of storage space in the door and the five smooth operating drawers. Plus, this luxury television and video recorder, all in one. It has a 14-day timer, automatic recording, and remote control. And to inspire you to keep fit and help you squeeze into all those beautiful new clothes, here's your first video, the Jane Fonda workout tape. And for him, a beautifully made workbench in solid pine with adjustable workstops, two vices, a tool tray, and five useful drawers. And a selection of the most useful tools, including a two-speed hammer drill, electric planer, three different saws, including an electric jigsaw, four chisels, a hot air gun, ratchet screwdriver, planer, mallet, hammer, and tape measure. There's also an astonishing wet and dry vacuum cleaner that'll clear up any mess from wood shavings to water. But the man about the house also needs to unwind. So we've included for him this fantastic stacking hi-fi system with turntable, tuner amplifier, cassette deck, and twin powerful speakers. Altogether, a fabulous home, work, and leisure center, all yours if the price is right.
Now then, Ted, what are you going to do? You're going to bid on that showcase or pass the honors to Malcolm?
I'll pass the honors.
You're going to pass the honors to Malcolm, right? Malcolm, gardener extraordinaire, what is your bid without going over on what has now become your showcase?
£2,000.
Yes. That's what you said. £2,000. Thank you very much indeed, Malcolm. Ted, we can now show you your showcase.
And your showcase tonight is pure pleasure. The heady delights of wine and music. To begin with, sit back and relax in this supremely comfortable, deeply padded, button-back leather armchair. Pour yourself a glass of your favorite wine from this stylish glass and silver wine jug with two matching glasses, and then put on some of your favorite music. Perhaps a delightful Strauss waltz, played on this superb MIDI hi-fi system housed in its own elegant mahogany cabinet. Close your eyes and listen, and perhaps you'll imagine the home of the waltz, the magical city of Vienna. Yes, open your eyes, because you'll be there. Tonight's showcase actually includes 5 days for you and a companion in Vienna. Start your day with a delicious pastry in one of the coffee houses, and then on to explore the treasures of the Schönbrunn and Hofburg palaces. There's the famous Prater Amusement Park, and of course the ever-present atmosphere of music in this city, lived in by the composers Beethoven, Mozart, and Strauss. Their houses are carefully preserved, and everywhere you can hear their music being played. But it's for the waltz that Vienna is most famous. And between New Year and Lent, the city bursts into life in the glittering ballrooms. So, come join the waltz on this wonderful Price is Right showcase of wine and music.
Now then, Ted, what is your bid without going over on your showcase?
£2,350.
Thank you very much indeed. Ted, you bid £2,350 on your showcase. The actual price of your showcase is £1,733. You're over, sir. Over. Malcolm, you bid £2,000 on your showcase. The actual price of your showcase is £1,722, and you're both over. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Never mind, never mind. Not to worry. Let me just get behind you, sir. This doesn't very often happen that the showcase doesn't go, but it's happened tonight. Never mind, Ted. You have won an exercise bicycle so that you can, well, do whatever you like with it. And and a hairdryer and leather games case, and you haven't gone home unrewarded. Soap and bed, radio, cheese, make cordless telephone. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, lovely, thank you very much.
Have you really? Yes. Good lad. And have you enjoyed yourself, sir?
Excellent, but aging.
Excellent, but aging. How do you think I feel? Oh, it's lovely to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, do congratulate Malcolm and Ted for being sporting losers.
And we will see you once again next week when I shall say, come on down, the price is right.